difference to me. What do you want? You want din or you want pshat? So that's the kashe, but if mitzvah, so he shouldn't formulate it that way. Do you want din or you want pshat? He should tell them, you should give your consent. He should exert pressure. And he should exert moral pressure, not physical, I mean not physical force, because pshat requires the consent of balei din, but he should. If it's a mitzvah, you should exert moral pressure upon them and tell them, you have to agree to pshore, that's the only way. I mean, otherwise you are not doing the proper thing. And Rabune didn't tag that way. So apparently Rabune didn't pasken like Rabbi Shimon Koche. So the Gemara gives the teretz that even though it's a mitzvah, he doesn't mean it's a mitzvah and he has to exert, the dayan has to exert pressure upon Maledin. It's a mitzvah to suggest it to the Maledin, but without pressuring them. In other words, he has to suggest them. Maybe they don't even think, maybe they don't know, maybe they don't think of the possibility of pshore. So the dayan has to remind them and he has to suggest it to them. But he's not supposed to exert pressure upon the baal din. He just has to suggest it to them. And that's all. All right. So the Gemara has a kashe, hayne tanekame. So here and the Gemara says Hane Tanakame. So now so since you say that even according to Rabbi Shimon Koch he's not allowed even to exert pressure upon the baal din, all he has to do is to mention it to them that there are two possibilities, there are two alternatives, either din or pshore. So in many ways it's the same thing that Tanakame says. So because Tanakame says Nigmar Adini Atorashoy Lipzeya. So here when he says the Gemara says Tanakame, the Gemara doesn't refer to Rabbi Elazar ben Yisrael Yizaglili, but to Tanakame, the first line and the above on the base, which says Nigmar Adini Atorashoy Lipzeya. So Hani Tanakame Dom Nigmar Adini Atorashoy Lipzeya, Homik Nigmar Adini Rashoy Lipzeya, Vachanam Rishusi. Because in Gemara Davov, when the Gemara says So Rashi says there, Asan Litanekame, Tanekame Domar also Lifzeya. So, I mean, that is, so when Gemara Davov on the Bey says, Tanekame, Asan Tanekame, Tanekame there means Rabbi Zab Nishra Bizaglili, who says also Lifzeya. When Gemara says here, Hanet and the Kame, the Gemara means, but the Kame, the Tane before Rav Elazar ben Yisrael Yizaglili, really, the one who says Nigmar Adin Yat Rashi Lifzeya. All right, so Hanet and the Kame, so is the same thing like the Kame. Ikebenayim mitzvah, because according to the Kame, it's a rishus, and he's not even mechuyev to mention it to them. He can just proceed in paskening it on the basis of the Torah. Not the pshore. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shimon Koch, so he has to suggest it to them. So Rabbi Shimon, he can buy mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Koch has a mitzvah. Tanekame sova rishus. So he can buy mitzvah. Rashi says lahaske pshore. Tanekame leke mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Shimon Koch, he has to mention it to them. But he's not supposed to exert pressure upon them. Now, the Gemara has the kashe. Heine the Reb Shimon ben Menasye. So what is the difference between Tanekame and Reb Shimon ben Menasye? Reb Shimon ben Menasye says, now Reb Shimon ben Menasye says, the Tanekame says, the first Tanekame says, that Nigmar Adin Yatur Asher Lifzeya. But, before Nigmar Adin, so there is rishus to make a pshat. So what does Rav Shimon Nasya say? Also the same thing. Rav Shimon Nasya im yashnaim shebo liponecho lidin, atcho litishma divreyen, o im shetishma divreyen, vi at yedei aleichem dinite, at rashoi leim aleim tzu ubitzu, mi shetishma divreyen, vat yedei aleichem adinite, yat rashoi leim aleim tzu ubitzu. So it's the same thing. Tanekame, the first Tanekame, who says Nigmar Adin Yat Rashoy Lifzeya, but before Nigmar Adin, yes. And Rav Shimon Nasi, they say the same thing. So, Zwie gemore se, se ikke benaie mische tischma de vreien, wat ihr deerlich na dine ite, ja tura schele imalem, zu bi zu. So litane kame, af im schoma de vreien. Rasho im ifzea, che im radin, vi ima se zaka vi ze chaye, because the first tane kame says, nig maradin ya tura schele imalem. But prior to gmadin, so after Hashem Yiftzeya, even though the Dayano has already heard all the times, and he knows Leichan Adineite, so he's still Rasho Yiftzeya. But Rav Shimon Nasya says, when is Rasho Yiftzeya? Only before he heard all the times, but after he heard the times and he knows Leichan Adineite, even before Gmadin, so he's in Rasho Yiftzeya. Now, Gemara says, Upliged the Raftanchum Bachaneloi. So Rashi says, Upliged the Raftanchum Bachaneloi. The Omar Raftanchum Bachaneloi, Lunema Mikrose. So according to Rashi, what does it mean, Lunema Mikrose? Lunema Mikrose. Mikrose will be Tseya Berech Nietz Adishem. Tseya Berech Nietz Adishem. So that posik. So that posik of Tseya Berech Nietz Adishem is. Speaks in derogatory terms of one who is Bitzeya. So, Upliget Raptan Chum Barchaneloi. The Omar Raptan Chum Barchaneloi, Loinema Mikre Zere, Elo Kineged Maise Oege, Shenema Vayar Arein Vayivem Mizbeach Lifonov. Maro, Omar Abinyomim Bayefes, Omar Abelozo, Ro Chur Shezobuach Lifonov, Omar Ilushmanelu, Hashte Ovdelik de Avde Bechur. ומקיים בי עם יורג ומקדש עד השם קיים ונובי ולהבל את הקאונטה לאילום. מוטב דלב דלעיגל אפשר הבל את הקאונטה בצ'וב. So in other words, so what does Rav Tanchum Bachaloye say? According to Rashi's Pshat. So Rav Tanchum Bachaloye says that this posik of Bitzia Birach Nis Ad Hashem, which speaks in derogatory terms of the Bitzia, so it is reference to Av. So that means that Aaron acted Shaloikidin. Aaron acted Shaloikidin at all. Aaron so made an eagle for the Arab Rav. And why did he do it? Because if he didn't do it, they would have killed Aaron. They already killed Chur. So then, if Aaron, why did they kill Chur? Because Chur protested against the making of the eagle. So if Aaron had refused to make the eagle for them, so then they would have killed Aaron too. Now, so if they had killed Aaron, then there would have been no takonet for the Klal Yisrael, for the Knesset Yisrael. Because in Yoreg b'migdash ad Hashem keim v'novi. So that means that what Aaron did, making the eagle, was indispensable for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. And still, so according to Rashi, Aaron acted Shaloikidin. Shaloikidin. Why? But after all, Atzol of Klal Yisrael, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, so Pikuach Nefesh of one person is Deiche Kolatere Kule. So Pikuach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael certainly should be Deiche Kolatere Kule. The answer is, but there are three Averes that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche. One of the three Averes Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche is Avodah Zarah. And Aaron was either the Iser of Avodah Zarah. Now, which Iser of Avodah Zarah was Aaron either? Was Aaron either the Iser of Liyilcha Elohim Achirim, of Lisishtachvelem, Lisovdim? Aaron didn't bow down to the eagle. So Aaron wasn't an Eved Avodah Zarah, did not become an Eved Avodah Zarah himself. So which Avere was Aaron Avere? The Avere of Lissasa Lechopesa, of making an Avere Zohar. So because there is a special Av in the Torah, that one is not allowed to make an Avere Zohar, even though he doesn't intend to worship that Avere Zohar, that Pesel. He's making that Pesel for somebody else, for an Akum he's making it. So he's either allowed. So if somebody makes, there is no first Chavit Rambam here? Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. No. Oh yes, there is. See, first this is. See, how mitzvah is. The Rambam in Perigim of Luchas Avidus Kehovim Aloch Eteh says as follows. Hoi se Avidus Kehovim Le'atzmei Af al pi Shelo yoso biyodei Vilo yovdo Loi Shenema alisas lechopes alchol tmuna V'chino hoi se Avidus Kehovim biyodei. So there are two issues. One is if one makes an Avidus Zoreh for himself, even though he doesn't do it with his own hands. He has somebody else who does it. He tells a goy to do it. But the goy does it for him. And the Jew told the goy to do it. So the Yisrael is able to laugh. And then he says, so, so the love that Aaron was a there was not the love of Sassel Chopes Lechotmuno is when one makes an Avizorah for himself or he has it made for himself, even though he does it al the Acher. But when one Biodai makes an Avizorah for somebody else, for a pagan, even though he made it for a pagan, one who is addicted to Avodah Zarah anyway, so he's able to love not of Lissas Lechopes Lechotmuno, but the love of Elohei Maseicho Lissas Lechotmuno. Chinoi Savinis Kechovim Biyodi Lachir. Afilosoli with Kechovim Leike Shenema Elohei Maseicho Lissas Lechotmuno. Lificho Chai Savinis Kechovim Biyodi Lachmi Leike Shtai. So if somebody Biyodai makes Avodah Zarah and he wants it for himself, to accommodate himself, so he's able to go with love. So, which love was Aaron Eveya? The love of Elohei Maseicho Lissas Lechem. He made it for the Aaron Ram. And that love, he was Eveya because Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Because Aaron knew that if he wouldn't do it, he would be killed and then there wouldn't be any takone for the Klal Yisrael. So still, Rashi says, that Kineged Aaron Oimer, Lunema Mikhazel Kineged Maisa Eger. That means in derogatory terms, the Pasuk of Bitzeya Berech Nietz Adishem speaks of Aaron. But Aaron did it because of Pikuach Nefesh not of one, but of Klal Yisrael, and still it's Lignai of Aaron. So what is the Eteretz? Because since Pikuach Avrizorek is not Deiche, Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche Avrizorek, so it's not only Pikuach Nefesh of one person is not Deiche Avrizorek, But pikuach nefesh, or even of Klal Yisrael, is not deicha deisa avodizore. That's how we see from Rashi. And even though this was not avodizore mamish, because Aaron wasn't chas v'sholem maybe avodizore, Aaron was only eivya the love of Elohei Maseicho Lissas Lachem. So even the yisea of Elohei Maseicho Lissas Lachem also comes within the category of Avodah Zarah that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deich. Nefesh is not Deich. Now, there are many Rishonim who say, in regard to the three Averes, that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deich. So, not only the Averes themselves, but even the Abizrayi of the Averes. There are Rishonim who are chilek on this Shite of Abizrayi. Now, what does Abizrayi mean? So, let's say, according to the Ram, now Misrapim, the Gemara in Psochim says, Misbakil Misrapim, Chutz Me'atze Asher. Why Asher not? Because of Rizor. Now, but Asher, when someone is Misrapim Asher, he is not Eveya, he is not even the Yisrael of Rizor Mamesh, he is only even the love of Yidobik Biyot Chom Uma Menachere, not to be Nene, Asher is of Rizor, not to be Nene, from the Asher of Rizor. So that's not Avrizore. So the Ram deduces from this that there is a loch of Abizrayim. Abizrayim de Avrizore, Abizrayim de Arayis. And Rabbi Yehini even mentions Abizrayim de Shvichos Domim. So there is a loch of Abizrayim. So you don't be biot chamumen achirem to be misrapim ashiro, that's Abizrayim de Avrizore. The Arishenim are achirik. Teitzves itself. Teitzves says that Bachir misrapim chutz ma'atze ashiro means, let's say, a certain Refei, so who heals him, so he emphasized that he has to take the leaves, let's say, of an Atze Asherah And as he heals the person with the leaves, so he mentions certain lechoshim, certain lachash, that the in which the name of Avrizore is included, and this is effective because the leaves themselves have curative value, but when people see that this doctor who recites certain lechoshim of Avrizore on a certain patient, and together with the lechoshim he uses certain leaves of an Asher HaVizore, what will they say? They will not attribute it to the leaves, but to the medical curative value that the leaves contain, but they'll attribute it to the lechoshim, to the HaVizore. So Mimele, there is a special aloche that one is not allowed to be mischape. So it's a special aloche, and it's mashma that it's the rabbono. Bakil mischapin chutz mi'atz asheir, or according to Teisves, because of dilma mimshech habasrei. But if no lechoshim will be used, so then according to Teisves and Psochim, so then there will not be any union of misiras nefesh. But why shouldn't there be a chiyuv of misiras nefesh even if lechoshim are not recited? After all, Abizrayed Amizore, so we see that Teisus is chilik on the Ran Shite of Abizrayed Amizore. Abizrayed Amizore. And let's say, there's not a mokeya for Abizrayed Arayes, Maisi Be Od Mechot, Shenos Nein of Bisho, Viomru Arifim in Rifua Chivoyolei, so Omru Chachomim Yomus Valtivoyolei, so then Omru Arifim, Tamidufon of Arumo, so Omru Chachomim, Yomus Valta Middle for the Barumo. So there is a machlekes, whether she was in a shishish or she was in Pnuyo. So the Gemara asks, Bishleime Shishish Shapir. Elo Yamre Pnuyo, Michael Hai. So the Gemara says, it's special takone. Kidei Shalayez, Bnis Yisroel Hefker, or Kidei Shalayez, Bnis Yisroel Putzit Barayez. So the Ran infers from that Gemara. The Gemara only asks, Bish. The Gemara says, Bishleime Mandomar Shishish Shapir. El Mandomar Pnuyo, Michael Hai. So the Gemara says that the reason is why the Chachomim said Yomus Val Tiboyele Yomus Val Tamil Fon Varumo was because of a special takone Shalom Ibn Yisroel Hefker, or a special takone because of Lehei Ibn Yisroel Putzes Barayis, Lehei Ibn Yisroel Putzes Barayis. So it's only if she was a Pnuyo, so we have to resort to a special takone. The implication being that if she was an Ishishish, so we don't have to resort to a special takone of Lo Yub Nis Yisroel Hefker, or Lo Yub Nis Yisroel Putz Barayis. But the question is, Bishleime, even if she was an Ishishish, so Bishleime, the psak by the Chachomim, that Tomus Yomus Vialti Boile, you understand? Because Arayis. But Tamil von Avarumo, that's not Arayis. So the Ran says, because of Abizrayed Arayis. So in other words, so these are the Arayis. But according to Teisus and Psochim, so there is no such aloche of Abizrayed Arayis, or Abizrayed Amrizore. And Bachkil Mishrapim Chutmas Asheiro, so it's a special takone, because Mimshech Abasre. And how about Yomus Valti Tamil von Vahumo? So Teisus will say that this will explain it as follows. Bishleime limando marishishi soiso shapi. So that means, in regard to the boyle, so mikradin midraise. He was mechuyev to be mesa nefesh himself, because it's a highest mamish. So mele we can understand this, why the Chachomim went one step further and said that Yomus Vial Tamil von Varumo, because of a takone of Exeresh or Yub Nes Yisroel Putz Barayis. So if we say that so we understand this why the Chachomim said that. But if we say that Pnui Oiso, so even Tiboyle should be Muter, be Mokim Bikoach Nevesh. So why should the Chachomim be Misakeim, Mitzad, Nes Yisroel Putz Barayis? So Mokim the Teret, even if she was a Pnui Oiso, the Chachomim still were Misakeim, because of the Yisroel Putz Barayis. But in a Chaname, insofar as Tamid Lefon of Aruma is concerned, so it's not on the basis of the Tarayas is Yoyo Yahweh, but on the basis of a special Takone. Anyway, there is a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether we say Abizrayu da Abizore, Abizrayu da Arayas, or we don't say. So, if Rashi Shite is like the Ram, if Rashi Shite is like the Ram, so then you can very well understand as to why Rashi explains that this is Lignai. Even though Aaron did it because of the Pekach Nevesh of Klal Yisrael, but still, Avrizore is not muter on account on the score of Pekach Nevesh of even of Klal Yisrael. But here there was no Avrizore Mamesh, it was only the Yisrael of Elohei Masich of Yisrael Lachem. But if Rashi Shite is like the Ram, so then there is no difficulty, because there is a loche of Abizraye. So if the love of Lidobik Yotchom Umen Achirem is included in the category of Abizraye, so certainly the love of Elohei Masich of Yisrael Lachem is included in the category of Abizraye. But it's very possible that even if Rashi rejects the Shita of Abizraye, so Mimele, according to Rashi, there is no Misiras Nefesh and the love of Lidobi Biotomum and Achire, because that's only Abizraye, not to be Nene from Mizore. Mashink in the love of Elohei Maseichol is Asalachem, that's more than Abizraye, that's Abizore. There is no Chiyuv Mise. It's not, but that can be considered as Abizore itself, not just Abizraye. So in other words, so there is no hechrech from the Rashi here that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Ram. Maybe Rashi doesn't agree with the Shita of the Ram. And according to Rashi, there is no yichiyuv of Misiras Nefesh for the love of Lidobi Biotchum Nachirem. But the love of Elohim HaSichol is Haslachem, that's more than Abizraya, that's Abrizore Mamesh. There is no chiyuv mise for making an Abrizore for somebody else. Chiyuv Mise is when one is himself in Avizore, not when he accommodates other people by making an Avizore for them. But it could be considered Avizore itself, not just Avizrae, so there is no Hech. Anyway, this is how Rashi explains it. Now let's see how Teisus explains it. Teisus says, Kineged Maise Eigel. So whereas Rashi says, Luinema Mikhoze. So which posik does the Gemara refer? According to Rashi, Bitzia Birch Nisadishet. Teisus says, Akro, the Teras Emeskoye, Kirikosi Bisefe, Virabim Heshif Meovin, Sheilahem, Takonik in the Mosik. Because the Gemara here mentioned the Posik of Bitzia Birch Nisadishet. According to Rabbi Mishra of Yisagrili, it has reference to Pshore in Edim. So, and then the Gemara also mentioned Avul Arin Riv Shol Tavovamut. So, whereas according to Rashi, so when Reb Tanchum says, so Reb Tanchum refers to the posik of Bitzia Beirich, so that means it's in derogatory terms. So Rav Tanchum speaks in derogatory terms of what Aaron did. So according to Teisus, on the contrary, it's lishvach. In other words, mikrozeh the posik of virabim heishiv miovein b'sholim u'mishir olachiti virabim heishiv miovein. So that refers to Aaron. So in other words, it's lishvach. So Aaron did not, according to Rashi, Aaron acted Shaloi Kidin in making the eagle for the mouth, thereby saving the Klal Yisrael. And according to Teisus, so Aaron acted Kidin. On the contrary, it's Lishvach. It's Lishvach. So according to Teisus, now what's the Pshat in Teisus? So is the Pshat in Teisus, so we could say that the Pshat in Teisus is, first of all, the Teisus holds. Now, that is true. I mean, Teisus in Psochem rejects the Shite of Abizrai. Teisus in Psochem rejects the Shite of Abizrai. And Teisus holds that the love of Elohim Aseicho Lissas Lachem is only Abizrahi. It's not Abizore Mamish. We see, because, I mean, you could say either way. We could say that Elohim Aseicho Lissas Lachem is Abizore Mamish, and we could say no, Abizore Mamish means even Abizore, if one bows down to an idol, that's Abizore. For that Yisrael there is Miachiyu of Miseras Nefesh, of Kiddush Hashem. But for the Yisrael of making an Abizore for others, that does not come within the Aloche of Yoreh Lo Yaveh. Why? Because it's not Abizore Mamesh, but it should be Abizraya, so Teisus Shite is. There is no Aloha of Abizraya. That we see in Teisus and Tzok in the Teisus is that there is no concept of Abizraya. That's one. So then, if that is the Pshat in Teisus, so then Aaron was allowed to make the eagle, not only because by making the eagle, so he thereby deterred the mob, the Erev Rav, from killing Aaron, the King Godel, and the Novi. So, Mimele, there was a Hatzole of Paul Yisrael. Even if Aaron had been another Poshut, not the King Godel, not the Novi, I mean, even if Aaron had been another Poshut, so his Pikach Nefesh is Deiche. Is Deicha the Yisrael of Elohim Aseicho Lissas Lachem, because Elohim Aseicho is not considered as Avedizore, where the Aloche of Yoreh Lo Yaveh applies. Now, but it's not Mashba from this Gemara, because here the Gemara emphasizes, now according to Teisves, Rav Tanchum is saying it Lishvach of Aaron, but Rav Tanchum emphasizes the fact of the Rabbi Meishiv Miovit. What did it mean, the Rabbi Meishiv Miovit? In other words, he prevented them, he precluded the possibility of the Klal Yisrael perpetrating such a terrible crime of killing the King Godel and the Novi, for which there is no takone, That's the reason as to why Aaron was to be lauded for doing it. The implication being that if the Atzole of Klal Yisrael hadn't been involved, if only the Atzole of one human being had been involved, then it wouldn't be Kedin. So we can't explain Teisus on the basis of the premise that the Yisrael of Elohim Aseicho Lissas Lachem is only Abizrael Abizore, and there is no union of Yoreh Lo Yaveh on Abizrael Abizore, because if that had been the pshat of Teisves, so then Rav Tanchum shouldn't emphasize the fact of Rabban of Lesley Dakone. So it's much more from this Gemara that if there hadn't been a question of saving Klal Yisrael, of preventing such a catastrophe, that Leslie Takone, so then Aaron wouldn't have been allowed to do it. The only reason as to why Aaron was justified in making the eagle is because by making the eagle, he precluded the possibility of this catastrophe of Leslie Takone. So the Pshat and Tesis is not on the basis that Elohim Aseicho Lissas Lachem is not Avedizore, it's only Abizraye, and that there is no, and Teisus Shite is, there is no such concept as Abizraye, Avedizore, Yodhiyav. Because if that had been the Pshat and Teisus, so the Rav Tanchum wouldn't have to emphasize the fact of Wesley Takante, and Teisus wouldn't have to say, Kirichsiv Viseve, Rav Meishiv Moave, and Shilu Takane, Kirimas. So it seems that the Pshat and the Teisves is made that if only the Hatzole of Yochid had been involved, so then Aaron would not have been allowed to do it. Why? Because Avizor is Yoreh Lo Yaveh. True, Teisves Shitin Psochem is that there is no such aloche of Avizrayed Avizore, so Teisves only says it in respect to the love of Yidobi B'yotomum Nachere. That's not Avizore, that's only Abizrayed Avizore. Abizrayed means a pertinent to Avizore. Or Rishenim call it Avak Avizore. I mean, Rabbi Yehudi call it Avak, but Abizrayed, the literal meaning of Abizrayed is not Avak, not dust. It means a pertinence of our design. So Teitz Veshiti, true that Teitz Veshiti is that there is no Aloch of Yoin while Yavir. And Abizraid Abrizore, so but that only means that there is no Yoin while Yavir and Lidobi Yotum Nachirem. But Rehim Asichol is Aslachem, that's more than Abizraid. That's Abrizore Mamish. There is no Chiyuv Mise for this kind of Abrizore. You know, only when one is Eivid Abrizore, not when he makes an Abrizore. But this is considered Abrizore itself. Abrizore itself is considered. So Mimele, if only the Pkoach Nefesh of Aaron had been involved, then thesis would be made there that Aaron wouldn't have been allowed to do it. But the reason is why, according to thesis, so Aaron was allowed, was justified in doing it, because there it wasn't just a question of saving Aaron's life, it was a question of being matzal of all Israel. Because if Aaron had not done that, then they would have killed Aaron, and then there would have been no takone for the Klal Yisrael. Im yoy, im migdash adishem keim v'novi, there is no takone. So we have to understand. In other words, Teitz agrees with Rashi that making an avizore for others is avizore mamish. It's not avizrael avizore. And mimele it's yoy lo yaver. But apparently Teitz distinguishes between pikuach nefesh of one, of yochid, and pikuach nefesh of the klal. Now that we have to understand. What difference does it make? I mean, one person is an Eilam Olei. I mean, what difference does it make whether it's pikuach nefesh of one or pikuach nefesh of klal Yisrael? That we have to understand. Now, there is the Miri in Sanhedrin, in Pirik Ben Siril Omeire. Now the Gemore says that Al Shor Aveire, so it's Yavel Al Yorik. However, if it is Bifaresien, Mishavon La Avire, or Shas Hashmad, so then Al Shor Aveire is also Yorik Lo Yavir, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemore has the Kashe, Vo Esther Bifares Yavir. So how was Esther allowed to go to Ahasuerus, and she knew, how was Esther allowed to live with Ahasuerus? I mean, the kashi is not in regard to the time when she went to Ahasuerus, when Ahasuerus didn't call her. So the kashi is at the very outset, when Ahasuerus took Esther, why wasn't Esther misanefesh herself? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is mischavon lanu es atzmei shane Esther. So Ahasuerus was mischavon lanu es atzmei, and the other terutz is Esther kaka ilomiso. What does it mean mischavon lanu es atzmei? When do we say that bifarhesye one is mechuyev to misanefesh himself? Also, only if the Anos does it spitefully in order to defy the Torah. So he forces a Jew to be Michal Shabbos in order to be Mavir the Jew on Chil Shabbos. That's his Kavone. But if, let's say, the Anos will force a Jew to be Michal Shabbos because he wants to eat a certain meal, and so he tells the Jew he should make a steak for him on Shabbos. So then, even though it's Bifaresye, so it's still Yaveh Val Yorik. So there, Ahasuerus was not mischavin to be Ma'avir Esther Ladas, so because just he was mischavin on such. And then the Gemara gives another teretz, because Kake Yom Shah. So all the Rishayim as the Kashe, now the Gemara only asks the Kashe against the fact and the basis of the fact that Esther was Bifahesi. So there should be in the year of Miseras Nefesh, even Manshor Averashim Eteron. The implication being that if it hadn't been Bifahesi, So then there would be no difficulty, because then it's Yahweh Val Yorek. But the Gemara should ask the Kashe. Now, the Esther was an Ishishish, she was Nisua to Mordechai. So she was Nisua to Mordechai. So it's Arayis. So Mimele, even if it hadn't been Bifaresia, even if it had been Bitzine, so the question arises, how was Esther allowed to get married to Ahasuerus when she was Nisua to Mordechai and Mordechai didn't divorce her? So why does the Gemara have to base the kashe on the fact that it was Bifaresi, even if it hadn't been Bifaresi? All the shenim had the kashe. So Rabbi Tam's teretz is that an Ashes Yisrael that is Mizane with an Akum. So she's not even the Yisrael of Ashes, she's only even the Yisrael of Akum. Not the Yisrael of Ashes, that's Rabbi Tam. All the other shenim are chilik on Rabbi Tam. But then, most Rishenim give the Teretz, and then there are some Rishenim, I think the Balamoyer in the one motion gives the Teretz, that our Gemara, when the Gemara asks, Esther b'Faresi have, so our Gemara does not agree with the memory in Megillah that Esther was Nisua to Mordechai. So in other words, so other our Gemara in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara is the Makshin, who says, if Esther b'Faresi Yahweh, he assumed that Esther was not an Ishishish, she was not an Israel to Mordechai. So she was a Pnuye. So it was only the Yisair of a Bas Yisroel, Shinvelis Leakum, that's not a Rayas. That's a Nisa like Chil Shabbos, like all other Yisroel. That's not a Rayas. Only if it's an Ishishish or it's a Nisa Rayas. So that's why the Gemara asks. But in Echaname, according to the Mandromar, the Tester was Nisuo to Mordechai, so then the Gemara didn't have to base the Kashe on the basis of the fact that it was Bifaresi. Even without Bifaresi, the Gemara could ask. And then the Teretz would, that's how the Bava Moya says. And then, according to Balamoyer, so the Teretz would have been, because La Noesatz Mishan, because Balamoyer Shiti is that even by Arayas, if he's Mischam La Noesatz Mei, there is no Din of Yor Le'Avir, only Yal Le'Avir. But most Rishenim give a different Teretz. Most Rishenim say, now what is one of the Terutzim that the Gemara gives on the Kashe Western Paras Yahweh? So one of the Terutzim is because it was. One of the Tawutzim is because Kakeilab Shan. Kakeilab Shan is. So Teisves and most Rishenim say that the Makshin also knew that Kakeilab can dispose of the Chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh on the basis of Arayas. So in other words, when do we say that by Arayas is Yor Lo Yaveh, if the man was forced to be able to serve Arayas. So he does a maise. It's become a say. Masheinkin, if a woman is forced to submit to Arayas, so then she's passive, she's kageilo, then there is no chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh. So then the Makshin also. But the Makshin thought, too, that in respect to the chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh, from the point of view of Arayas, so Arayas, why is Arayas Yod Yaveh? Because of a Hekesh to Ritziche, and by Ritziche, when is there a din of Yod Yaveh only when a person is forced by Yodayim to kill a human being? But if, let's say, a person is taken by another person, and the other person wants to throw that person upon a tinnik, so, and he has an opportunity to resist, but then if he resists, so then that person will kill him. So he's not mechuyev to Miseres Nefesh himself, because then we say my chos is that way. So in other words, when is there a din of Yoy Yaveh Baritziche only when it's become vasei? But when it's Mishaval Taise, when he's passive, so there is no chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh. So Arayas, how do we know that there is a chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh for Arayas because of the Hekesh? To Ritziche, so only when it's become vasei, not when it's passive. So Memele, the Gemara couldn't ask, for Esther Reisave, because Esther was Kakeiro. So the Makshin also knew, for the Makshin assumed. But where it's Vifaresi, then it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. So it doesn't make any difference whether active or passive. Kiddush Hashem, there is a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem. So the Tarts and Kiddush Teretz, that even where the chiyuv is on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, there is still a distinction between active and passive. This is what Moshe said. Now the Miri, the Rav Amiri, so the Rav Amiri says, that he agrees with the Shita of Teisves, that there is no chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh for Arayis when the woman is completely passive. So that's only if the Anos tries to force her, and he tries to rape her, and she can avoid being raped by screaming. But if she'll scream, if she'll do anything, scream or whatever she'll do, then she'll be killed. So then she's completely passive, so we say kakeilo. But suppose the Anos tells the woman, now you go over to this person and suggest to be developed to him, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So then she is mechuyevet to be misan nefesh herself, because then she is not kakeilo. Only if she's completely passive. But if she has to take any action, even though the action is not in the act of Zeus itself, in the action that she will take will be as a preparation for this Zeus. So, but she, as long as she is not completely passive, so then there is a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh. So the Rav Amir is the kashe now. Being Hakleo Nofal, so the Gemore in Ozi, or the Gemore in Helia says that she suggested, Yoel suggested Znus to Sisro. So she suggested Znus to Sisro in order to save Baal Yisrael. But there she wasn't completely passive because she herself suggested it to him. She tempted him. She actively tempted him. And that made him fall asleep. And because of that, she was able to kill him and save Klal Yisrael. So that the Mir is kashe. So the Rav Amir gives a very strange answer. He says, Hatzolas Klal Yisrael Shah. So we see that the Rav Amir also distinguishes between Pikach Nefesh of Yochid and the Pikach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So in other words, we see that the Rav Amiri in Sanhedrin has the same shita like Teisves. Just as Teisves distinguishes in regard to Avodah Zarah, and we see from Teisves that it's not the Teisves shita is that Elohim Asicho Isasu Lachem is only of Israel. No. That Elohim Asicho Isasu Lachem is more than of Israel. So it's Avodah Zarah Mamish. And still it was Muter because it didn't involve only the Atzoleh of one, the Atzoleh of the Knesset Israel, to prevent a catastrophe for which there will be no solution. So Memele, so he distinguishes in regard to Avodah Zarah between Pikach Nefesh of one and the Atzoleh of Klal Yisrael. The Rav Amiri make the same distinction in respect to Arayis. So in other words, So Arayis, if she is active in any way, even though she is active not in the Znus itself, but in the preparations. So there is a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh, but that's only if it's only in the Atzoleh of Yochid. But if it's Atzoleh of Klal Yisrael, as Yoel did, so then it's mut. Now we have to understand that Moreh Shech. If Pukach Nefesh is not Deiched Yisrael, if Pukach Nefesh is not Deiched Yisrael, so what difference does it make whether Pukach Nefesh of one or Pukach Nefesh of a million or Pukach Nefesh of 10 million? Pukach Nefesh is Pukach Nefesh. But the Rav Amiri himself agrees with the Shite of the Balamoya. The Balamoya Shite is that even though an Avrizor and Arayis, so it's Yoy Vayaveya. So when is the Yoy Vayaveya and Avrizor and Arayis only if it's Mischavon Avire? But if the Anos is Mischavon Anoes Atzmei, there is no Chiyuv of Yoy Vayaveya. So what's the difference between Avrizor and Arayis on one end and Chil Shabbos or other Averes on the other? If Mischavon Avirei, so then the Gemara says that on Shor Averes there is a Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem to Meisa Nefesh oneself. So the Balamboy and Sanhedrin says, in Pilgrim Seir Amir, and Dachmin is this. And sure, Avirus Latzichel Shabbos. So even if the Anus is Mischavim Avirei, but if it's Bitzine, not Leine Asorob Yisrael, one is not Mechuyiv to Misa Nefesh himself. Let's say if an Anus will say to Yisrael, now I want you to write on Shabbos. Because I want you to behave here on your Torah. And if you don't, I'll kill you. And there are no 10 Jews present to see that, so then he's not mechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself, so he's allowed to write. But if the Anos tells the Jew, now I want you to write on Shabbos, and there are 10 Jews present to see that, so then there is a mechuyev of Mesa Nefesh. So Anshor Aviris, Adatan, Avizor and Arayes, so if he's mischavlav, even if he's misdanos, he's mischavlav, he'll adas, but if it's not with Ahesye, so he's mitzine, so he's not mechuyev to misanefesh himself. Probably only when is there a chiv to misanefesh himself for chil Shabbos, if you have both prerequisites, mischav la'avirei and paresye. Mashen kin abizor na'arayes. So if it's just mischav la'avirei, even though it's not paresye, there's a chiv of kiddush Hashem. That's the Balamoya. And the Rav Amiri agrees with the Balamoya. So that means, according to Balamoya, so it's definite. According to Balamoya, it could be true even according to the other Rishonim Achilik and Balamoya. But according to Balamoya, there is no doubt that the aloche that one is mechuyev to misanefesh himself for Rav Lizore, and the Arayes is not that the chayvah that pikuach nefesh is not deiche, that onus and enes of pikuach nefesh is not deiche the Yisra Arayes. It's not deicha the Yisra of Havrizore. Because if the halacha had been according to Balamoya, that the inness of Pikach Nefesh is deicha kolat erikole, but it's not deicha the Yisra of Havrizore, it's not deicha the Yisra of Arayes. So even if he's mischamla no esatzme, how is he allowed to do it? Because the inness of Pikach Nefesh is not deicha. He's not deicha the Yisra Arayes, so even if he's mischamla no esatzme, he should not be allowed to do it. The fact that Balamoya says, that where the Anus in Chamlan is Atzmei, so then a Jew is allowed to behave here and have it is Ore. So shows that just as the Ines of Pekach Nefesh is Deicha Chil Shabbos, so the Ines of Pekach Nefesh is Deicha the Yisra of Rizore, the Ines of Pekach Nefesh can be Deicha the Yisra of Arayis too. But it's a special mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. In other words, not because the Yisra of Avizore is not nitche b'mokim in his Pekach Nefesh. It is nitche. V'oraye b'mokim she'mischam lanu es atzmei. So it's yamav al yorik. But if it's mischam la'avilei, then there is a chiyu of Kiddush Hashem and a nisar of Chil Hashem. So when is the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem when it's mischam la'avilei? Not when it's mischam lanu es atzmei. So the same thing is true of Shor Aviris also. But where is Bashor Aveiris? So when is there a Nisar of Chil Hashem and Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Only when we have both prerequisites, Mischam Avir and Farhesye. So in regard to Avlizor and Arayes, even if you don't have the prerequisite of Farhesye, just Mischam Avir. But one thing is certain, according to Balamoya, so the Ines of Pekach Nefesh, it can be Deiche, the Yisar of Arayes, the Yisar of Avlizor. But it's only on the basis of Pekach Nefesh. And I'm sorry, it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem that he's mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself. Now, the Rishenim, all the other Rishenim are chilek in Moramoya. But they can also agree with this premise of the Moramoya that Enes of Pukach Nefesh is Deiche the Yisra of Arayes, is Deiche the Yisra of Avrizore. But, whereas the Moramoya holds that since it's Deiche, and it's only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so he's only mechuyev to Meisa Nefesh himself, if he's mischam la'avirei. So Tesis holds, no, when is he mechuyev to be Meisa? When is there a chiyuv of Kiddush? When is there that there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem? And the Niser of Chil Hashem, even when it's mischam la'anu es atzmei. But not on the basis of the Yisra of Arayes. It's not on the basis of the Yisra of Avrizore. That is not Nitche, that is Mechuyev Misa Nefesh himself. It's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. But, it takes its holds, the contrary to the Balamoyeya, that on the, from the point of view of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, he's mechuyev to misnevish himself, even in the case of mischam lanois atzmei. But it's solely on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, not on the basis of the Yisar, that the Yisar is not Nitche. The Yisar is Nitche. The Yisar is Nitche. The Yisar is Nitche. So Mimele. Now, the Balamoyeya points out that only in regard to Avizor and Arayas, so we say that if it's Mischam Lano Esatzmei, so it's Yalu Ayorek. But Shvichos Domim, even Mischam Lano Esatzmei, so it's Yorek Oyaver. Why? Because Shvichos Domim, it's Yorek Oyaver on the basis of the Svor and Maichozi. So it doesn't make any difference whether Mischam Lano Esatzmei or Mischam Lavirei. What does it mean? Because Shvichos Domim is not on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. We don't have to resort to Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. That's on the basis because of the Yisar of Ritzicha is not Nitzche b'mokim. B'mokim ain't b'klach nefesh. So, maybe it doesn't make any difference. But, Mashenkin, Avrizor and Arayes, so, Enes b'klach nefesh is Deichad Yisar Arayes, it is Deichad Yisar Avrizor. But, there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem and an Yisar of Chil Hashem. And because of the Yisar of Chil Hashem, of Kiddush Hashem, so he's mechuyev to Meis Nefesh himself. So the Balamoyeya and Tesis can agree that it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. But the Balamoyeya holds that the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem is only if it's Mischam La'avirei, and Tesis holds that it's even when Mischam La'asatzmei, but it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So now we can understand Tesis' distinction and the Miri's distinction between Hatzolah of one and Hatzolah of Klal Israel. If it's on the basis that the Yisar is not Nitche, so then it doesn't make any difference. One would not be allowed, let's say, to shed innocent blood in order to save Klal Yisrael. So that wouldn't be allowed because the Yisar of Shvichos Domim is not Nitche. So it's not Nitche on the score of one Pekuach Nefesh, it's not Nitche on the score of a million Pekuach Nefesh or 10 million Pekuach Nefesh. But Avrizor and Arayas, this is that the Yisar Avrizor and the Yisar Arayas as such is Nitche b'mokim in his Pekuach Nefesh. But there is a chiyuv to Meis HaNefesh himself according to Tesis under all circumstances, even Mischam Lano Esatzmei, and even Vitzine, because of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So, but if it's an Inyan of Atzolos Klal Yisrael, then there is no chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. That's Tesis Shite. So that's why Tesis said like this. All right. Now, I don't know, will you have difficulties in the kitchen? The Gemara of Rabbi Yomim Bar Yefes, Amar Rav Lezer. Now, V'hanet Anoye, that's just the line before the first big line in the Zayin Amud Aleph. V'hanet Anoye, in other words, because certain Tanoim said that Mishetimi Tishma Divreyem, so Yator Ashoy Nifzeyach. Even before Mardi. But once the Dayan heard the tainess of the Balei Dvorim, he's not allowed to make him short. And he mentions a posik. I mean, Rab Shimon ben Menasye. So he says, Shnaim shebol v'nechol ed-din, ad sho itishma devreyen, v'shetish devreyen v'yat yedei lichem dinei, tat rashoy lehim etzu mbitzu. V'shetishma devreyen v'yat yedei lichem dinei, tat rashoy lehim etzu mbitzu. So, where did he deduce it from? The posik in Mishlei, Peita Mayim Reishis Modein, V'lifnei Yizgalo Riv Niteish. Kedim Shnizgalo Riv, before you heard the tainess at Yochel Nochi. Mishnizgalo Riv at Yochel Nochi. So he learns it out from that posik in Mishlei. But the Artanoim who are chelik, and who say that the Dayan is allowed to make a pshore even after he heard the tinies, after you heard the tinies. So he can darshan the posik of Prita Mayim Rishis Mode in that way. So he has to darshan it some other way. So Bahanet Anoye, the Prita Mayim Rishis Mode my darshabe. So what do they darshan from this posik? Kid Rabam Nune. The Omer Rabam Nune in Trilas Dine Shalodam Nide in El Al Divreteiro. Shenema Prita Mayim Rishis Mode. Because Toiro is Nimshal Lemayim, Hoy Kol Tzomi Lechul Amayim. So in other words, the one gets punished and he is to account primarily for Bittul Teir. So the Peita Mayim Reishis Modi said the one who did not engage himself in the study of the Torah, so the first strife against him will be for that. Peter Maim, she Peter Atira Molov, who reishis midene, Tiro Nimshul Maim, the Tifu Kotom Lukulamai. Omar Avune, Hai Tigre Damye, Litinere de Bitke de Maye, Kivn de Rovach Rovach. So a strife is analogous to a flow of water. So at first, when you allow water to go through a certain outlet, so the flow is relatively small. But as water keeps on going, so it becomes, the flow becomes larger and larger. The same thing is true of a strife. So when people, at the very outset, when people argue, they have a disagreement, so it's not so bad. And it can be stopped very easily. But if it is not stopped at the very outset, then it keeps on waxing. So Trilas, Hai Tikr de Maya, it's an air de Bitka de Maya, Kivin de Robachavach. Abaye Kshishirama, Domeli Gude de Gamle, Kivin de Kom. It's like a plank on a bridge. So at first when you put it down, it's not firm. But after it has been lying for some time, then it becomes more and more firmly established. So the same thing is true of a dispute. So at the beginning, it's not so bad. But if it continues, so it becomes very big, the fight. Hahuda avikoma aviozu. So there was a person who said, Tuvia di shoma aviodish, chalfu bishtemeya. Fortunate is the person who is able to bear insults, and he keeps quiet, and he doesn't retort back. So such a person will miss 100 evils. In other words, if a person is very sensitive to insults, so then he'll have a lot of aggravation, and he'll suffer a lot. But if a person he does not retort back to insults, so then he misses the misfortune of 100 evils. So this is what the person said. Omale Shmuel Rav Yude, this saying by a person is really implicit in the pasuk. Kroksiv, Peita Mayim Reishis Modi. Rish Meyo Din. So he says, so in other words, Peita Mayim, Hamaschi Upisea Biktoto, Utrilas Meyo Dina, Mode Nutrikin Meyo Dina, Boshnachi Modim Bigimatrie, Boshim Bigimatrie Meyo. Hahuda Vikaoma Veozo, Atarte Tlad Gamve Loi Miktil. So If a person, when one sees if a certain person commits a crime once, twice, three times, and there are no repercussions, so no one should be amazed. How is it that a person commits a crime once, twice, and he's not punished? He doesn't suffer the consequences. Because in the end, he will be hanged. So that was the same as when he went to the Beis Din.